Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Michael Austin. Michael's getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hey, Michael, how's your week going so far?
Great. Thank you for asking. Everything's going real well.
Okay, good. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Michael, can you give us some background information on how you got started investing and why it interested you?
Sure. I was in the mortgage industry once I got out of college back in 2003. And my father's a contractor, and I've always kind of had it as a goal of mine to get into. And things got rough. I started buying in the when everything started, you know, appreciating in 2006, 2007, and then that dropped out. And then I went to a Rich Dad Poor Dad class, and I learned a little bit about assignment of contracts and stuff like that, and wanted to move forward, and I really dive head first. So that's how I got my start, and then I found you guys on the web.
Okay. So you said you went to the Rich Dad Poor Dad class. How else have you built up your education as far as real estate is concerned?
I've invested in some of the courses that you can find online. Some of the names, you know, that I'm sure most people are familiar out there with. And then, you know, looking for stuff like what you guys got, and just kind of surfing the web and learning where I can there, and then getting as much information from networking and RIAs as well.
Okay. Before you began using My House Deals, how did you go about finding properties?
Before My House Deals, just MLS, to be honest with you, I kind of went after it. Well, there was two things. Foreclosurehomes.com or something like that, and then MLS. And I was just using a REO agent.
Did that work out for you, or?
No. It didn't work out at all.
Okay, so I guess My House Deals was something that was
Yeah, My House Deals, and the first house I did, my first rehab, I got off My House Deals. It was amazing, and the way it broke down, and the way that it was, things were taught to me, and then the way I was able to see it conveyed on the site really made everything really easy, and being able to contact everybody. And I just off the site alone, I've been able to network and begin to co-wholesale with people, so it's been amazing.
How many properties did you look at before deciding on the one that you purchased, which is... The one that I'm speaking of would be being your most current deal.
The most current deal that I have right now?
Mm-hmm.
How many deals have I looked at before it?
Uh-huh.
In total?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I don't know, maybe 25 to 30.
Was there anything in particular about this property that made you decide to purchase it?
The numbers, the accessibility to the seller, the fact that I knew it was, not bank owned, and, it was, you know, with a wholesaler already who had already done that headache and was just trying to assign it to me, made it really easy. And also just the breakdown of the cost repairs and everything like that. And people having to put the descriptions in. So
how did you go about negotiating with the seller? And did you do or say anything in particular that helped you get a good price? Or maybe, is there anything that you've done or said in the past to get a good deal as far as the purchase price is concerned?
Yes. What I tend to do is I'll go in and I like to do full gut rehabs, and so that's one thing I'll do. These guys that post on My House Deal, sometimes their numbers are just a little you know, speculative on the repairs. So I'll go in there, and sometimes I'll let them know the repairs are a little off. It's actually going to be a little bit more, and therefore the number's going to have to come down on the front end.
Do you do anything in particular to make the seller confident that you can actually close on the property?
Yes. I provide them, of course, with a valid proof of funds. I also try to talk as intelligently as possible and knowledgeable in the whole process. I walk through it. I also I don't drag on or ask too many questions. I get right to it. I know what I need to know, and I know what they need to know, and then I just focus on that, and I don't try to put too much fluff in it.
I like that you said, you know, speak like you know what you're talking about. Be knowledgeable with your speech. And I think being professional is one of those things, like, you know, whenever you meet someone, a first impression is very important. So, you know, what they see and what they think of you.
Yeah, you definitely will. And no matter how hard it is, you know, you got to really, a lot of the education you want to focus on it, but then go out there like you've been in it for a little while. You can't, if you should, you know, people can smell blood in the water. If they think that you're a newbie, they're going to go after that.
Okay. Do you plan on fixing and flipping this property, or are you going to hold and rent?
I've actually fixed and flipped it. I've already flipped it. So I just flipped it in January, ended up making $40,000.
Okay, great. You mentioned that you sold the property. What was your plan for selling it quickly in today's market? How'd you go about doing that?
I just went the traditional route of listing it. Initially, to try to avoid listing it, we were going to put someone to rent to own in there. But the more and more I learned about that strategy, the more and more I disliked it. So I decided to just go ahead and put it right back on the market. And we just played with the numbers. We got it. And as I said, you know, you make money when you buy it. So we had room to play with. And, we just played with the numbers online, or on the MLS rather. We just brought it down by a dollar each day.
Did you, list it with a realtor?
Yes. We have a realtor friend that lives in our neighborhood, and he's known our family for some time. So we listed it with him.
Okay. So you mentioned that you're doing a lot of rehabbing and then selling, not a lot of renting and holding. So when you're doing a lot of repairs on these properties, and I'm curious, are you able to keep your contractors on schedule and within budget? And if so, how have you done this?
I am. I keep them on schedule and on budget because I set meetings with them prior to where we all have an agreement signed where their percentages will change if schedules are not met.
I like that you said setting meetings. I think that's pretty important just to make sure that everybody's on the same page, make sure that everybody's, you know, clear on the expectations of what you're doing. I think that's
right.
A good tip.
Mm-hmm. Because I can get lost in translation.
Yeah. Michael, do you invest full-time or part-time, and how many hours would you say you spend per week on your investing activities?
I'm full-time. I would it's a week. Oh, geez. I do this all day, to be honest with you now. I jumped in head first. So, I mean, I know this is for, you know, for the purposes we're speaking of, I've kind of graduated into other things. So, as far as the rehabbing side of things and finding properties for rehabbing, I'd say I give a good, 30 to 40 hours a week just on that, and then another, you know, 20 on other stuff. But that's just because I'm going gung-ho.
Okay. So I guess you say you'd spend most of your time doing the rehabbing and all of that stuff. And then you said 20 hours maybe doing other stuff. What is that other stuff? Like looking for properties?
Well, this is more brokering larger deals, tape deals, larger commercial property deals, and also multifamily units in the D.C. area.
So you're a busy guy.
So it's the wholesaling side of things.
Okay.
What's that?
I said, so you're a busy guy.
Yeah, I've gotten really lucky this year. I mean, that they say law of attraction or whatever, maybe. I've been really focused on it, and, you know, opportunity has just been showing itself. So that would be something I also would want to say to people is if you're really interested in it and you really want to go for it, if you focus on it and you believe in yourself and you talk like you know what you're saying, you'll be able to find so many different opportunities out there, and it'll just start falling in your lap.
Do you mind sharing with us the ARV, the purchase price, and the cost of repairs?
Sure. The ARV was $150,000. The purchase price was $50,000, and the cost of repairs was $45,000.
Okay. Well, I think we've got some really great information, some really great tips here, Michael. Thanks for speaking with me today, and good luck with all your future investing.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to, you know, continuing to use the site and taking advantage of every great opportunity you guys have given me on that site. I want to say thank you so much. You guys have done an amazing job with that site.
Well, you're welcome. That's what we're here for.